Global oil prices hit fresh four-year lows overnight after OPEC, the 12-nation price-setting cartel run by Saudi Arabia, defied calls to cut production to address oversupply. Increasing production from the US and other countries has seen the oil price drop by around a third since the middle of this year, and the falls are expected to continue. Shares of oil and gas companies were savaged on the Australian share market today. The ASX Energy Index plunged close to 8%. Oil and gas producer Santos has lost 13%. Woodside was down 7%. But Qantas was one beneficiary, up 7% by the close on hopes of lower fuel costs. The broader Australian share market was not surprisingly weighed down by those energy stocks. By the close, the All Ords was off 83 points or 1.6%, and the ASX 200 index also dropped 1.6%. The Australian dollar has fallen sharply against the greenback today and is now below 85 US cents. Australia's banking regulator is worried about the number of homeowners taking out interest-only loans. Facing a parliamentary hearing, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority says it's been urging some banks to reduce aggressive lending practices. APRA's chairman, Wayne Byers, told the hearing that he and the Reserve Bank are considering new rules, and interest-only loans to homeowners may be something they'll be looking at.